Welcome to Morning and Evening. I'm Bill Neff, and I'm glad you've tuned in today. In Romans 8:37, the Apostle Paul tells us that even in the middle of life's worst difficulties, we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. And our historical mentor, Charles Spurgeon, adds the following comments. We go to Christ for forgiveness and then too often look to the law for power to fight our sins. For this reason, the Apostle Paul asked the Christian in Galatia, "Who has bewitched you so that you fail to obey the truth? I want to know, have you received the Holy Spirit by the works of the law or by hearing with faith? Are you so foolish as to have begun in the Spirit but now attempt to be made perfect by the flesh?" Dear believer, take your sins to Christ's cross, for it's the only way for the old man to be crucified. We are crucified with Christ. The only weapon that can fight sin is the spear that pierced the side of Jesus. For example, you may want to overcome an angry temper, but how do you do it? Think for a moment, how was I saved in the first place? I came to Jesus just as I was, and I trusted Him to save me. I must kill my angry temper then in the same way. It's the only way in which I can ever kill it. I must go to the cross with it and say to Jesus, "Lord, I trust You to deliver me from it." This is the only way to give it a death blow. Christ must put your sins to death. No one but Jesus can do helpless sinners good, and the same is true of helpless saints. You must be conquerors through Christ, who has loved you, if you wish to conquer at all. Well, that's an important word today from Romans 8:37 and the insights of Charles Spurgeon. These readings have been borrowed from Spurgeon's devotional book, Morning and Evening, and have been revised and edited for our broadcast purposes. For a free transcript of what you've just heard, go to our website, morningandevening.org. I'm Bill Neff. Have a fantastic day.